Good morning, and it's our honor to have Senator Inhofe with us today. And we've got so much going on so quickly in our world when it comes to the coronavirus COVID-19 crisis. Senator, I know you've been making rounds and talking to a lot of people and making sure that the best information gets put out. And it's our honor to have you with us. How do you see this from your vantage point, sir?
Well, Tom, let me tell you why I'm doing what I'm doing. To me, it's very confusing when you look at TV and all the different people trying to explain what's going on. So what I've done is put it in five little groupings to really kind of simplify it. Mm-hmm. And then anything that is new and up to date. For example, we always start off with the total death toll. Our total death toll in the United States is 4,058 in Oklahoma. It went up from yesterday from 17 to 23. So I say that. So there are a lot of people, Tom, that are saying, well, we're all overreacting. It's a hoax. It is for real. But what makes this different than anything that's happened before is that we don't have any solution to the problem. I mean, they're all working on them. I think they're getting closer. There are a couple of them that are, that you hear about on a daily basis. But so far, there isn't a solution to the problem. There isn't a cure. There's not a vaccine. So I'd like to make sure that people do understand that, and so it has to be treated differently. What we had done, what was being done nationally, was to try to take care of the people. And this has never happened before. We've never been in this kind of a situation. And then try to cover all the bases. And that's what we did. I'm in Oklahoma. I have with me right now Lacey, who's in my office in Washington, so that when questions come up, she is actually about a day ahead of me because she's more current than I am. So what I'd like to do, Tom, is go over the five categories and then just give a brief explanation on each one. Then we'll go ahead and just open it up for questions.
That sounds great. Let's start out with number one.
Okay, number one is going to be the hospitals. Number two will be the vaccines. Number three will be the small business loans. Number four will be the individual recovery payments. Number five will be the unemployment. So let's go back to number one, hospitals.
Okay.
Hospitals, the thing that is new, the last time I talked with you, the total that would go to hospitals was about $75 billion total. And that now, the new figure is $150 billion. Well, it's actually $130 billion for hospitals. That's rural health care, rural clinics, health care, hospitals, the hospital right there in Bartlesville. The second category, and this is a new one, that's $150 billion. That will go to states, to cities, to tribes, for the various things that come up within the cities of Bartlesville, in your case. Now, the next category, vaccines. That's the same as it has been. Right now, there's $10 billion, and it's going there. But the vaccines, they are more available now as of today, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Lacey, but I think there are 2,000. Is that the figure of 2,000 a day right now?
For the testing, sir?
Yes,
Yes, Oklahoma's getting up to being able to do 2,000 tests a day this week.
Okay, that's right. So this is a key week. It was a total of 1,000, this goes up to up to 2,000. The small business loans, that's up to 10 million small, and it's defined as employers that have less than 500 employees. They are considered to be a small business. Mm-hmm. And this is the same as it was before. What is new is that up to $10,000 emergency grants to small businesses. That was one of them that was added when the Democrats came in, when Nancy Pelosi came in and was making demands. The next category is individual recovery payments. This has not changed. This is the same as it's been for quite a while now. This is where you get $1,200 per individual, $2,400 per couple, and $500 a kid. So an Oklahoma family of four would be $3,400. Now, that's assuming that you have an income of less than $99,000. Now, that, a year, that hasn't been changed, has it? That figure?
No, sir. It has not.
Okay. Now, the third, fourth category is unemployment. There's an extra 4 months beyond Oklahoma's 26 weeks. Oklahoma's had the unemployment of 26 weeks, and the federal will add another $600 a week in addition to the maximum benefit. So that benefit that was is now 1 month added to the original 3 months or 4 months. That's new. And lastly, the tax credit for all companies who retain employees. Now, this is something that's kind of good. This is a reward for companies that are not letting any of their people go. And that is a tax credit for them. Now, I do want to mention Nancy Pelosi, and I have to say this in not real kind terms. Tom, I'm sure that doesn't surprise you.
No, it doesn't.
Let me tell you the bad news about this. We were ready to vote last Sunday. I was sitting in my chair. We were ready at 6 o'clock in the evening. And all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi came in, and she talked all of the Democrats into opposing it. Of course, she had to have 60 votes to pass it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and then that, and so it wasn't done until Thursday. She delayed it 4 days. And the reason I'm bringing this up is somehow she's saying that the president is guilty of doing something that's resulting in death. Well, in fact, by delaying it 4 days, if you just calculate the number of deaths a day, you could argue that that's what she's responsible for.
Mm.
And she came in demanding, she said, well, we're going to spend all this money. She wanted to get her liberal programs in there. So she wanted the Green New Deal. You know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted abortion legislation. She wanted gun control and all that. Well, we stiffed her, and she didn't get any of it. But she did delay it 4 days, which means those were lies. I would hope that the people who are listening to us now would do two things. One, the Oklahoma Department of Health has a special line. The number is, you might want to write this down, Tom, and repeat it sometime later on, 877-215-8336. The other thing that's worth repeating would be my what is that called?
Your website, sir.
Yeah, okay, my website. It's inhofe.senate.gov/coronavirus. inhofe.senate.gov/coronavirus. Now, the reason that's important, that's a dedicated website to bring everything up to date. So that when we hang up and you have a question about something we talked about, or if you want clarification, that website will be updated on just a regular basis.
Very good.
And, so that's what we are doing now, and we're glad to respond to any questions you might have, Tom.
Okay, first things first, the businesses with the loans, the paycheck protection plan, I guess it is, a program, they can start, Friday to apply, and how soon will they be able to get the ball rolling and funds roll in order to take advantage?
That was just changed, so I'm going to let Lacey respond to that question.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So Friday is when all of the guidance went out yesterday for what you're going to, all the forms you're going to need, the paperwork you're going to need. Lenders should be equipped to start processing all of that by Friday, and then they're going to do everything they can to release that capital immediately.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Lacey. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And as for individuals, Senator, I understand that might take about 2 or 3 weeks. Some might say that's slow, but for government time, that's actually quite expeditious.
Well, that figure came from the president didn't have an answer when, and so he said, well, 2 or 3 weeks when he was pressed for a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how the level of reliability there is to that, but he was using the outside numbers. So by, and it, that was about 4 days ago. So you figure it's about two weeks.
Okay, very good.
Now, we also, I want to mention one other thing too. The OU Medical has two vaccine development projects underway. Other groups do too, the private sector. There are two that are prominent now that they think that they might see a light at the end of this tunnel. And we are wanting to get that, of course. That's the first thing we need to get, is to have some kind of a vaccine so that we can stop this from it escalating every day.
All right, that sounds great. Tell you what, when we get the all clear, Senator, I intend to hear maybe that you take another one of those flights upside down as a victory lap.
Oh, well, we'll do that. I will take you upside down. I can't remember how much you weigh. Now, I do have a weight limit on flying people upside down on that plane.
I'm about 250.
About 250. No, sorry.
Can't do it. I'd sink us.
Over 225 is tops on that one. And the problem is, if you turn upside down and you weigh more than that, then you can't get turned back over.
I have that problem getting out of bed.
Yeah, well, me too. Hey, Tom, I say this in a little bit of jest.
Sure.
The reason I did that, because people have asked that question, is that, you know, the first thing, and all of us say, Inhofe, you're too old to be in the United States Senate. And my response was, when I'm too old to fly an airplane upside down, then I'm too old to be in the United States Senate. And so far, no one has argued with that. So it was a fun exercise. Oh. I did that, by the way, up in Ketchum, Oklahoma. I used that little runway up there because I needed a lot of space to make that performance. We have all these things that are going on, and don't forget to repeat my website. It's one that we will keep up to date for all of our listeners up there.
That is inhofe.senate.gov/coronavirus.
/coronavirus.
Got it.
All right, you got to get the inhofe.senate.gov/coronavirus.
Got it.
You get all the information. All right.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
You all have a blessed day and week. Thank you.